Hello and welcome. It's our number three of our radio program. And we take a look at a team that doesn't normally get all that much attention on sports radio, the Carolina Panthers. The reason I'm bringing this up, I was fascinated by the ridiculous nature of the quote from Matt Rhule. He's the head coach of Carolina, and he is playing a game of charades regarding Sam Darnold and Carolina's decision in the NFL draft. We slice through the bullcrap from the NFL head coach for the Panthers, Matt Rhule. That and more. It's coming your way right now in hour number three. What in the Sam Hill are you talking about? Welcome in the beginning of another hour. It's the Ben Maller Show. We thank you for hanging out with us. We are in the air everywhere as we rant and rave coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from inside your eardrums, providing you marginal sports talk radio all night long into the wee hours of the morning here from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And our lead this hour comes from the Great Smoky Mountains. Well, down the road from the Great Smoky Mountains, there in Charlotte, North Carolina, a team that does not get a lot of play on sports radio. But I found this story interesting, and I think it's worthy of some conversation. So I'll take a few good minutes here and talk about it. The Panthers failed to make a splish splash in the NFL draft. At least they did not solve their quarterback conundrum. They had the number 8 pick, and when Carolina was on the board, they had not one but two quarterbacks who were right there, and they could have sniffed either one of them. Yeah, and they whiffed on both. That's Ohio State's Justin Fields, who ended up with the Chicago Bears, and Alabama's Mac Jones, who departed to New England. Both of them were available. Carolina has a chasm at quarterback, but they elected instead to address their defense, taking South Carolina defensive back J.C. Horn, the son of Joe, instead. Now, for many draft Knicks, this was a head-scratching move. Head coach Matt Rhule recently attempted to explain why the Panthers made the move, and that is what we want to talk about. If you didn't see it, and you probably didn't, I'm going to assume the position that you did not, Matt Rhule, seemingly with a straight face, claimed that the Panthers passed on those two quarterbacks because they are true believers in Sam Darnold. Let me repeat that. The head coach of the Carolina Panthers, seemingly with a straight face, implied that the reason Carolina did not take a quarterback was because they are all about that Sam Darnold. They're perfect. Yeah, that deserves a laugh. Now, the quote, I'm going to pretend like I'm Matt Rhule, but I'm not Matt Rhule. He said, quote, "We just felt like Sam plus another player would be better for the team overall," Rhule said. "We're just trying to build the whole team, and I believe in Sam," the Panthers coach said while his nose grew. "I believe that he deserves the opportunity to go out and play with us. I think those other young quarterbacks are going to be fantastic players." Yeah, right. That's a lie. But the hit rate, this is another interesting part of the quote from Matt Rhule, the hit rate on first-round quarterbacks isn't real high. And to have a chance to get J.C. Horn and have Sam Darnold, we just kind of felt like, hey, it's a 2-for-1. So he said, "Sam's a great player for us." There you go. We have to make sure, he said, that Sam's a great player for us. All right, let's discuss. The question, does Sam Darnold deserve the opportunity that he's getting in Carolina and the level of confidence that he's getting from Matt Rhule? Now, I'm giving this the side eye, is what I'm giving this. I've got the tuna, Dan Aykroyd, and quinella. And we will combine all of these things together into an adequate Maller monologue. Now, to lead off with, Matt Rhule does not really believe in Sam Darnold, and if he does, he should be fired immediately. There's no reason. There's zero reason to have confidence in Sam Darnold. I understand. You got to play the game, right? You can't say that. You got to play the game of charades, and he's playing the game of charades. Darnold has done nothing, literally and figuratively nothing, in his NFL career that would warrant any level of confidence. The reason that Carolina is taking a shot on Sam Darnold is simply because of what he's supposed to have been, not what he has been. Right, you have guys banking on the belief that the scouting reports from 4 years ago were correct and that Sam Darnold, who some thought was going to be the number one pick in the 2018 draft, he ended up going number three overall, that the scouts were right, and even though the results aren't there, they'll still be there. And Darnold's only 23 years old. You can't give up on a 23-year-old guy. It was the incompetence of the Jets. That's the counter-argument. The counter-argument, the devil's advocate argument is, well, it's the Jets. All right? It's the Jets. That's who's to blame. And Sam Darnold is this helpless, innocent victim, just caught up in the mess. Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert! It's not true. Sam Darnold shares culpability. And this is not all on him. I will agree the Jets suck. All right? They stink. But Sam Darnold failed to show a ray of sunshine in the darkness. And even incompetent football teams, if you're a good quarterback, you show a little bit of something. You show a little bit of something. For example, Joe Burrow, on a team the equal of the Jets, the Bengals, in Cincinnati, before he went snap, crackle, pop, Joe Burrow showed you there's something there. There's something good. There's some good stuff in there for Joe Burrow. And whether or not that comes to fruition in years to come, that will be determined the test of time. But he showed you something. Sam Darnold hasn't shown you anything. And it's the great tuna. Bill Parcells famously opined, you are what your record says you are. And in this case, it's cover your eyes bad. Sam Darnold, 45 touchdowns, 39 interceptions in a woebegone career. Had more picks than touchdowns this past season. And he is a loser. Big time loser. Gangrene. 38 starts for Sam Darnold, just 13 wins. A 342 lousy winning percentage. And there is a trail of coaches who have met their demise because of Sam Darnold, right? And he's the coach killer. Second-rate performance after second-rate performance. Shout-out Todd Bowles. Shout-out Crazy Eyes Adam Gase. Now, furthermore, so while we are at it here, and we have established why Sam Darnold isn't worthy of the confidence, more of a refresher course, that Matt Rhule has publicly shown him, what is it going to take? Let's take the other side. Let's be Benny Brightside for a couple minutes. What is it going to take for Sam Darnold to get the last laugh? For Sam Darnold to make me look like the king of all schmucks and for him to go out and turn things around and go turbo-tastic. So if you play peekaboo with the Carolina depth chart, you just get a little bit of a glance. There is nothing spectacular that jumps off the page. And people say, well, what about Christian McCaffrey? He's the Scud missile gliding along quickly out of the backfield. Well, he was that. Last season, he wasn't that player. He was an injury-ravaged, damaged player. Now, is that an aberration, or is that going to be the player that we get going forward with Christian McCaffrey and the way that he plays? And is he just not going to be able to handle his body, the battering ram nature of being a big-time, high-volume running back in the NFL. Outside of McCaffrey, who was damaged goods in 2020, you have a pedestrian group of pass catchers. Robbie Anderson, who, by the way, was with Sam Darnold in a Jets uniform. That was not a marriage made in heaven. DJ Moore is the other starting receiver. The Panthers line is okay. It's nothing to post about on social media. It's not like the number one offensive line in football. You've got the offensive play caller, Joe Brady, who was this dynamo at LSU. Offensive coordinator Joe Brady, and he has yet to show that pedigree in his brief cup of coffee in the pro game. So to rephrase this, what Carolina really needs is to call Dan Aykroyd and Bill Murray and get the Ghostbusters back together, because we need a Hollywood-style exorcism. That I'm talking head spinning, projectile vomit, walls bleeding, speaking in tongues, calling out the Holy Ghost for Sam Darnold. We know that Sam Darnold has had issues with Poltergeist, the Phantom, in the past. So that's the way to go. Now, the last thing here, the Panthers are essentially admitting they plan on treading water in 2021. They are going to be right in the middle of the bell curve. They're not going to be terrible. They don't seem like they're going to be very good. Hoping they catch lightning in the bottle with Sam Darnold. Matt Rhule mentioned the hit rate is not very high for first-round picks, which I found irony in, because Sam Darnold is on the, he's on the naughty list. He's one of the first-round picks that didn't hit. So Carolina is betting on the Quinella over at Santa Anita there, and when that fails, they'll be back near the top of the 2022 NFL draft. And every year, it's the circle of life. As an NFL observer and you work in that business, every single year there's a new crop of can't-miss, game-changing, franchise-turning quarterbacks. If only you can get your hands on them. And they build them up and they knock them down. And warming up right now in the oven, Sam Howell, a quarterback out of North Carolina. We know the last high-profile quarterback out of North Carolina, Mitchell Trubisky, did very well so far in his NFL career. Sam Howell is projected as the top quarterback. Someone named Spencer Rattler from Boomer Soonerland is also high up on the look ahead to the 2022 draft. So it's you're next. Who's got next? And Carolina, if they're as bad as we think they're going to be, just mediocre to bad, then they'll have a chance of getting one of those top quarterbacks next year. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. You want to talk about that or anything else, you can join us. The big story here is in New York. That is the big story. And everyone now, rhythmic chanting. Let's give Jose Altuve the proper greeting. They did it at Yankee Stadium. That is just makes you feel good. It's like taking your vitamins. It's just wonderful. It's like eating your vegetables, and you don't have to have that nasty vegetable taste. It's so wonderful. All right, it's Ben Maller's show on Fox as we press on. We'll take your phone calls here, 877-99 on Fox. All right, straight ahead for us. Big hour. Late this hour, too much or not enough. Cooking with Robert. As well, coming up a little bit later in the hour. Interesting story out of the NFL. One of the big names in the NFL is putting pressure on an NFL team he doesn't play for to write a check for $20 million to a player who's not going to play in the NFL this season. It's an interesting story here. Will it work? Will the pressure of the algorithms and the bots be able to convince an NFL team to pay out $10, $20 million to a player who's no longer going to be able to play for their team? We'll get to that and also take a turn on Temptation Turnpike. We'll get to that on this Cinco de Mayo. We'll get to that. We will do it next.
I think you had some really yummy stuff. Oh.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Listen up, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show is the show of the people, by the people, for the people. Join the movement and follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our technical producer. He plays all the music and most of the funny sound bites on the Ben Maller Show. He's also the keeper of the dump button for when you say something naughty that would get us in trouble if it went out over the air. Keeps the show running smooth and also has been known to cook from time to time. Cooking with Roberto coming up in just a bit. It is Roberto Flores. He's on Twitter at Raider underscore Rob 24.
Fuel for hot.
And live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Trucker Joe writes in. He says, "Hey, Ben, you forgot to mention that another big league pitcher used your Ephus pitch. Zach Greinke threw one, thus further cementing your claim that you can pitch in the big leagues." Well, that's a great point, Trucker Joe.
Wrong.
And guys like Eddie Garcia belittling me, bullying me. But I came up with that lollipop. I call it the lollipop curve. And it is the hardest pitch in baseball to hit.
What?
And I dominate. The way I throw that rainbow pitch, it's like it's got a parachute on it. And I did it in the minor league ballpark in Bakersfield. They had to close the team down. It was so impressive. The team went out of business.
I don't know that impressive was the word I would use.
That was great. You're jealous, Eddie, because, listen, we look around. The fat guy on the Twins, he did it, and now Zach Greinke has done it, and I did it before those guys. I was a trendsetter is what I was doing.
Yeah, but it's not hard to throw that pitch. Anybody can just lob it up there.
Well, you didn't do it.
No, I didn't want to look like
Why didn't you do it?
I didn't want to look like a wuss.
Tough guy?
Yeah.
Not a wuss at all. It's hard to do that. I am confident in my own skin. Unlike
you,
Eddie.
Or you can't throw it, you know, fast.
See, I understand the art of pitching. You do not understand the art of pitching. That's the problem with you. You don't understand.
You weren't pitching. You were throwing out an opening pitch. I would be better as a big league pitcher.
There
was
pitcher.
Nobody at the plate. You weren't trying to get anyone out. You're just trying to impress
you gotta
the fans.
Work, you got
to
work the number, you know, sides of the plate a little bit. You got to move the ball around. And
what?
It's not about how hard you throw. It's about ball placement. It's always about the ball placement.
Wrong.
That's the most important thing to pitch.
Spin rate, okay. Eddie. Spin rate.
Yeah,
spin rate. That's a good point. Thank you, Coop. See, Coop's on my side. Yeah. You see that? Coop's on my side there.
There was no spin on it. He just floated in there like a butterfly.
That's a lie. The video's on the internet. You
yes,
can find
it
the video.
Go
it's
watch,
very
go
impressive.
Look at it.
I love our
so,
balls.
Thank you, Trucker Joe. A good job by you.
Who?
Good job by you. That's Trucker Joe on the highways and byways. I don't know where he is. Somewhere in Pennsylvania or something like that. I don't know. No idea. Who knew? All right. Anyway, I did want to mention, if you're just tuning into the show, we have coming up in a little bit, we're going to have a radio game show. Too much or not enough. We began the hour with a Maller monologue all about the Carolina Panthers. Some comments. We were parsing the words of Matt Rhule, the coach of Carolina. So that is what he said about Sam Darnold there. Very, very positive about Sam Darnold. I know you got to play that game, but little ridiculous. Arik, who quit the show last week but is back listening in Minnesota, says, "Solid B monologue. Does Sam Darnold deserve a second chance with a different team? Sure, but I'm firing that idiot for saying they have complete confidence in Darnold. I'm seeing ghosts." Matt in Indy says, "I just don't get it, Ben. But this love for Sam Darnold, he has Achilles Smith written all over him. His rich, uppity family must have some compromising photos of all these for all these Sam Darnold tongue massages that he's getting." Some fiery hot content, and I am told it's been too long. I have a little ticker here in the studio, and what happened at Yankee Stadium, Roberto? Can you remind me what happened at Yankee Stadium? I forget. The Yankee fans did something for Jose Altuve. Outstanding. Outstanding. All right, let's go to the phones. 877-99 on Fox is the number. 877-996-6369 if you would like to be part of
the... Now, did the security guards tell the fans to watch their language? Because, you know, they told me that a lot of times in the left field pavilion.
Yeah. Well, did the public address announcer, who's an old L.A. radio guy, Paul Olden, get on the PA system there at Yankee Stadium and say, fans, will you please refrain from using profanity at Yankee Stadium? Of course, the PA guy for the Yankees asked one of the most famous questions of all time in my lifetime to Tommy Lasorda, what's your opinion of Kingman's performance?
Oh, classic.
Yeah. What's my opinion? Guy hit 3 home runs. You ask me a question like that, what do you expect me to say? Let's go to the phone. Sean the Hood Guy is in Los Angeles. Hello, Sean the Hood Guy.
Hey, man, you know, FI2, baby, man, this is part of the militia. We all going to join in on this, man. They did us wrong. You know, they messed up my whole Halloween night with my kids. Everybody that I knew, everybody's house I was trick-or-treating at, they was all Dodger fans. Everybody had them Dodger jerseys, Dodger hats. Dodgers lost that game. Everybody slammed their doors and turned off their porch lights. Kind of crazy, but I'm going to jump in with you, Big Ben. I'm down with you on that. Number two, I want to ask the homie, Eddie, how you feel about these Pittsburgh pickups, you know, what we got from the draft, man? They did pretty good on the running back. But I'm tired of hearing all these commentators keep talking about Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon Bell is a dirty piece of draws to me, man. He ran to another team trying to grab a championship. It didn't work out. So how you think about the running back we got, Eddie?
Yeah, I mean, I think the comparison is that, you know, he is a good receiver out of the backfield and a hard runner. So that's why they're comparing him to Le'Veon Bell. I wasn't sure about drafting the tight end there with the second pick. I don't know that that was a place of need, but
you
we'll
got to prop up Ben Roethlisberger. He's on his last legs here, Eddie. You got to prop him up.
Yeah, well, you need some offensive linemen to keep him upright and open up some holes.
No,
for
but
the
you got to have guys.
It's
going to be all about yakety yak. It's going to be yards after the catch because he's not going to chuck the ball down the field. So you got to find guys that can break tackles and get downfield.
Yeah. Well, I usually trust the Steelers when it comes to drafts, though. They usually draft pretty well.
Okay, cool, because I'm tired of everybody talking about Le'Veon Bell. I'm thinking about Franco Harris in the first place because that catch would never happen. If Franco Harris couldn't catch out the backfield, the immaculate interception would never happen. But, Big Ben, let me tell you something real quick that happened to me the other day, man. It's kind of deja vu, and I heard this from one of my favorite comedians, but it happened to me, though. I was getting off work the other morning, so my wife had the car, so I jumped on the bus to go home. And I get on the bus, and this guy on the bus, he had on some black leather boots, black leather pants, and a black leather jacket, and his hair was in like a rainbow, mohawk, and an earring through his nose. So I'm looking at him, and the whole time I'm sick looking at him, I'm hearing the same joke that I heard before about this, but it was happening to me. So he did the same thing. So he looked at me and said, what you looking at, fool? You never seen nobody dressed like this before? So by him being smart like that, I came back with the joke that, you know, I heard that was deja vu to me. And I said, well, no, but I said, but 20 years ago, I did have sex with a peacock and I thought you was my son. So, Big Ben, I'll holler at you later.
All right. Wow. Wasn't expecting that peacock joke there. Did you expect that, Eddie?
No.
No. I don't like your take on the Steeler draft. That's a bad take, Eddie. That's a bad take by you.
No, it's not.
Yeah, your instincts are wrong. You have to, as a talk radio guy, you have to always be waiting for the other shoe to drop. That's the key, right? You have to be cynical. You can say, well, I trust them because they always get the picks right and all that. No, that's the wrong way to approach this. You have to be more cynical.
So you have to lie.
It's not a lie. It's
you're very good at
that,
by the way. You are. I will give you that. You are excellent at lying.
I don't lie, Eddie.
All the time.
That's incorrect.
Every show. Multiple times.
Did you like when Mel Kiper had a coronary? I saw the clip. I was watching the NFL state-sponsored network there. State-sponsored media. But I guess Mel Kiper freaked out. I saw the clip when the Steelers drafted Najee Harris. They're like, oh, I can't believe it. You're not supposed to draft running backs in the first round, Eddie. That's a cardinal sin.
Love that pick.
Really?
Yes.
You want to marry it? You love it?
I would absolutely marry that pick, yeah.
That's a drop. You get that, Roberto? He just said he would marry Najee Harris. Interesting.
You're really fishing for one there.
Well, that's a good drop. It's all about drop placement. The key to these drops, drop placement. That's up to Roberto. It's an art.
We have
but not Art Martinez.
Twice as many Ben drops as anybody else.
Well, that's because there's a bias against me.
No, you
but
just provide
you guys
us with
say
so much
dumb
content.
Stuff.
I mean,
that's incorrect.
You guys,
I like the extended wiener.
You guys take stuff out of context and repackage it and make me look like a schmuck. I'm a professional talk show host. I do not goof around here, Eddie.
You pay me $500,000, I'll endorse a gay magazine.
What's wrong with that? I'm on the woke train. Come on, man. And there's nothing wrong with that. And, hey, I was ahead of my time on that soundbite. And that was edited anyway.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
We talked about the Brewers-Phillies game. Did you see? They talk about coaches and managers. They rarely win games, but sometimes they can lose games. The Phillies had a 6-1 lead in the top of the seventh inning. Aaron Nola had just tossed seven strong innings of work, and manager Joe Girardi decided to go to the bullpen. He called in reliever Inel De Los Santos. He went through his warm-ups, and then they told Joe Girardi he can't pitch. He was not listed on the lineup card that Girardi turned in before the game, making him ineligible. So they had to pull him out of the game. The Brewers ended up scoring four runs in the inning to make it close.
I've got to know, Eddie.
But in the end, the Phillies were able to hold on to take Joe Girardi off the hook. Afterwards, he said, "I am livid with myself. Just stupid on my part." End quote.
He said, "You always double-check the card," but he missed it. Yeah, he's losing his way. Didn't this happen with the Milwaukee Brewers? They had a pitcher they called into the game that was not able to pitch. This just happened a couple weeks ago.
Twice
in the first month of the season?
I blame COVID. It's about COVID, yeah.
It's all, yes.
Yes.
You got to have a boogeyman. You got to have a fall guy.
That's right.
It's the COVID right there.
Thank you, Chris Carter.
The COVID. Yeah. Man. All right, thank you for that, Eddie. Joe Girardi. Oh, imagine if he was managing the Yankees and he did that. Holy crap.
Yeah, the Philly fans will forgive him for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't
Brotherly
care.
Love.
They're a nice bunch there in Philly. It is the, just look at Fats. Look at our guy Fats. Can't wait for that Maller meet and greet in Amish country. That's going to be great. Going to get a horse and buggy and run through Amish country. Man, is that going to be fun. We are going to have such a good time. All right, it's the Ben Maller Show. This portion of the program made possible by Discover Card. We believe a better tomorrow is possible for everyone. Discover something brighter. Discover something brighter. All right, let's get to it right now. Here we go.
Ben Maller game.
We've endured too many of these.
Is it too much or not enough?
Enough already.
Too much or not enough? And we have our contestant lined up and ready to go. I guess he must be up with his kid again. Let's go to Brooklyn. Not Marcel. We are talking about Mo in Brooklyn. What's going on, Mo?
Good morning, Ben. And yep, I'm up with my kid again. How you doing, Ben?
I would like to thank your kid for not being able to sleep normal hours. It's good for our show.
So. Amazing. Amazing. What? Benny, I heard you say that you're always waiting for the other scooter drop. I thought you're Benny Brightside.
Well, occasionally I'm Benny Brightside. But as a talk show host, Mo, you have to bathe in the bath of negativity. Because if you're too positive, who the hell wants to hear that? You know, when... You know, everything goes smoothly, it doesn't make the news. When things go bad, that's the news. And the reason it's the news is because people are gravitated towards negativity. It's how we're wired.
I got you. And one more thing for Eddie. I don't know how that Wilson guy didn't get suspended for the rest of the season. I don't understand that.
Eddie, the guy's trying to talk hockey with you, Eddie, and you're not even responding. How dare you?
I thought we were playing a game.
That's Mo.
I just wanted to say that the guy should have been suspended for the rest of the season.
That's correct. That is correct. You are correct. Give him a right answer.
Right. Let's play the game, Mo. Here we go. Right, calm down, go. Mo. We're going to play the game. Very exciting.
All right.
Earlier this week.
Yeah.
What were you going to say? What were you gonna,
yeah. I said I'm going to try to guess right.
Yes, it's just a guessing game. You got a 50-50 chance. You got a 50% chance if you're Benny Brightside of getting it right. If you're the doomsday prophecies guy, you have a 50% chance of getting it wrong. Earlier this week, Draymond Green had his seventh game this season with at least 15 assists. Only three other non-guards in NBA history have had that many in a single season. Is that too much or not enough?
That sounds like too much.
Right, Mo is going with too much. That's his guess. Let's find out if Mo is right. That is correct, Mo. Good job by you. Too much. No other non-guards have that many 15 assist games in a single season. Question number two. You're 1-0. Got to get three right to win the game. Get all five right. We'll go crazy. Have a partay. Question two. Since the 2006 season, there have been nine grand slams hit by pitchers. Is that too much or not enough?
Nine grand slams. I could think of Felix Hernandez and the guy Ted Inoue tonight. I can't think of anybody else. So I'm going to maybe Madison Bumgarner. So I'm going to go too much.
He's going too much again. Mo's going too much. Let's find out. Now, believe it or not, it's actually not enough. You mentioned Noah the Braves. He hit the 13th grand salami by a pitcher since 2006.
I think I tell these pitchers to start throwing breaking balls to pitchers. Wow, my goodness.
You know what you got to say, Mo? Is get out the rye bread and mustard, Grandma. It's grand salami time.
That's right.
That might not mean anything to you, Mo, because you're in Brooklyn, but our friends in Seattle listening, that's a great homage.
Here in Brooklyn, we say get out the oodles and noodles.
Yes, get out the oodles and noodles. That's a good line. Yeah. Well, most people think, like, you think traditional Brooklyn food, you think, like, pizza, something like that, but really it is oodles and noodles. That's really, and Kennedy Fried Chicken. Have you eaten at Kennedy Fried Chicken, Mo?
No, I'm Jewish. Yeah. We got to do the kosher.
Oh, that's right. Not kosher there. You can't do that. I understand. Shalom. All right, here we go. Question number three. Since the RBI became official in 1920, there have been nine pairs of teammates with seven runs batted in a game. Is that too much or not enough?
That I know is too much because you had that stat a couple of days ago.
All right, let's find out right here. Here we go. I'm impressed by your retention, Mo. Good retention, because the average listener only pays attention to like 20% of what we say. But good job.
I listen to the podcast every single day, Ben.
God bless you. Unbelievable. All right, here we go. Question number four. You are up 2-2, right, 1 wrong. You get this right, you win the game. This year, there were 6 schools with at least 9 draft picks in the NFL selection show last week. Is that too much or not enough?
I'm going to go too much.
Too much. All right. It was going to go the other way, but he said too much. Let's see if Mo can bring home a golden ticket, winning it for his kid who can't sleep and has Mo up early. Let's find out. That's a winner! Good job by you!
Thank you, Ben. Love the show.
You're a mensch. All right, well, thank your son. Is it your daughter?
Willie.
Willie, all right, there you go. Thank you, Willie. Good job by you. And there goes Mo, the winner. You get a golden ticket, Mo. Not that you listen live all that much, but next time you do, call right in, Mo. Play the game. We have Cooking with Roberto. Cooking with Roberto is on deck. What are we making today, Roberto?
Some ribs, baby, some ribs.
Traditional Cinco de Mayo fair ribs.
And I don't celebrate Cinco de Mayo.
Well, you know, in Mexico, right? Everyone says this every year.
Yeah,
they just call it May 5th. They don't really call it.
Anyway. We don't live in Mexico. We live in the USA.
That's right, where it's a cheap.
I want some Mexican food, Roberto.
It's an opportunity, Eddie and Roberto, to have restaurants celebrate and drive up. The price of food and all that, and drinks, and have specials. Anyway, all right, Cooking with Roberto. We're gonna make some ribs. From Roberto's mouth to your kitchen. We'll get to that. We'll do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Most are unable to lend an ear to the Ben Maller Show all night long, but with podcasting, you can get caught up on unique show moments that you might have missed. The Ben Maller Show podcast is available on iHeart and wherever you get your podcasts. It's a piece of cake and upsets the corporate guys. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Into the kitchen we go. A self-made man. He didn't go to some highfalutin culinary school. He didn't need to. He rolled up his sleeves, got his hands dirty.
Damn right.
He learned by trial and error, process of elimination. It's Cooking with Roberto. This portion of the show made possible by Discover Card. We believe a better tomorrow is possible for everyone. Discover something brighter.
Well, it is Cinco de Mayo. I was going to come up with some fish taco recipe, but I couldn't find it. So, actually, shrimp tacos. Recipe.
Roberto, let me help you out. You should say, I have been dying to give you this rib recipe. It's the greatest recipe you're ever going to get.
I lost it. Yeah. Can't find it. I got to go through my books.
Okay.
All right. Today we're going to go some St. Louis style ribs, all right? I stumbled upon these ribs at Costco about 2 years ago. These ribs are tender, sticky, and delicious. The name St. Louis comes from the cut of the meat, not the seasoning or the sauce used. These are great ribs, man. These are great ribs. I love these. My daughter loves these. My wife loves these. They're great. All right?
Okay.
All I can tell you. All right.
So if you made a big board of ribs, the St. Louis rib would be at the very top. Is that correct?
Yeah, I love these ribs, man. They're unlike the baby back are good too, but these have more meat in them, man. Got more meat.
It's all about the meat. Yeah, that's what Eddie said.
That's right. Yeah. Eddie did say that. Right. Yeah. All right. That's right. Yeah. So we need ingredients. About 3 to 4 pounds of St. Louis ribs.
Yeah.
One cup.
A lot of them get 3 or 4 pounds.
Pounds.
So don't just do a pound or two.
Pound it up, baby.
That's right.
All right. 1 cup of the desired barbecue sauce of your choice. For the spice rub, salt, black pepper, paprika, garlic powder, onion powder, cayenne pepper, dried oregano, some brown sugar. All right.
Can't say that, Roberto.
Brown sugar and some kosher salt for my Jewish people.
That's anti-Semitic.
How dare you. Yeah. Yeah. All right. All right. We're going to combine all these ingredients for the marinade in a small bowl. All
right. Not a big one. Small.
Small bowl.
Small. Little bowl.
Little bowl. Chiquito. Pequeño. Cinco de Mayo. Poquito. Chequeño. All right. Pequeño, not chequeño. All right. We're going to place these ribs in an oven tray dish. We're going to rub both sides of the ribs.
Rub it good.
We're going to rub it.
Yeah.
Let it
rub.
Let the ribs absorb the spices.
Just like Robert Kraft likes it.
Yeah, he does. Let the ribs absorb the spices for at least 8 to 24 hours for best flavor. That's just me, right? That's just what I do.
Yes.
All right. We're going to preheat. We're going to put this in the oven, all right? We're not going to put this on the grill because I don't have a smoker. I just prefer my ribs to be smoked. I don't have a smoker, all right? So I don't try to put them on the grill.
You need a smoker, Roberto?
Yeah. I was gonna buy one time, but they're too expensive, and I don't grill all the time. I'm not always grilling, so I'm not a grill master. So
I understand.
So I'm like, that's too expensive for me. All right, we preheat the oven to 500 degrees. Place rack in the middle. Cook ribs and cover it in the oven for 20 minutes. After the 20 minutes, we're gonna heat the oven to 350. Lower it to 350. Cover the top of the oven tray with aluminum foil and bake for an hour and 40 minutes. Make sure you use oven mitts when covering the oven tray with the foil, or else you're going to burn your hands, okay?
Yeah, you want to do that.
Yeah.
Be a bad idea. Maybe you do. Maybe you like burning your hands, but I think you shouldn't do that.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Remove ribs from foil and generously brush with barbecue sauce. You can put them back in the oven for 5 to 10 minutes, but I don't. After that, I just brush barbecue sauce on top. Boom, it's ready to go. Cut into individual ribs, serve, and enjoy. That's it. Just like that, these ribs are ready. Fast, quick, easy.
Yeah. You're going to have a great weekend, right? There it is. You'll tweet out the recipe, right?
Damn right.
All right. St. Louis ribs cooking with Roberto.
Boom, baby.
Boom, 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 boom.